But wherever you find Master Gardener Tom Casper, it's sunny. Good morning there, sunshine.
That's right. It's always sunny here.
It's always sunny in 70, wherever Tom Casper is. Hey, fabulous weather to be out just putzing around in the yard. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. I think we have had a pretty nice spring into summer here now, a couple days into summer. But I heard statistically that we did not have a few people had a little touch of frost a weekend or so ago.
Oh, yeah, but the S word was in the forecast.
Yeah.
It was grim.
It was into April before the previous time we had had a frost. So, you know, you can't really think back to too many Mays in Duluth when we didn't have frost or even snow for that matter. So.
Yeah. Yay us.
So it's been pretty nice, you know, and there's kind of, I'm sure folks that have experienced this that have got to want to do those yard projects. There's been a limiting factor, and that is, plant availability, but also soil and compost availability. From my understanding, a wonderful sanitary district that does a beautiful job with compost is actually, in some cases, run out, and people struggle to find compost to add to their gardens or to improve the soil in their yard. So.
See, I'm curious about that. Is that because I was also at one point looking for soil and had to do a little grubbing around before I could find any. My roommate pointed to a place where they were doing construction. Look at all that dirt for free. I said, that's not dirt, that's clay. But has it been that businesses, the businesses that create and package up soil and compost have been delayed because of COVID-19, or has everybody been locked up so long with COVID-19 that everybody's decided to become a gardener now?
Well, from my understanding, it's the latter of the two.
Cool.
It's an interest in people because of, you know, whatever is happening with their employment and things like that have had more time and are more concerned about where their food is coming from, food, let alone where it's coming from. And there's been a lot of interest in gardening, and compost is surely a very important component of that.
That's what we're thinking about as far as 2020 is concerned, is how quickly can we, as we experience it, turn it into compost?
Exactly. And composting is a little bit like magic. Because you, in essence, you need a couple of components in most cases you put it in the back of the yard where nobody can see it, and abracadabra.
There you go.
Something you can add to your soil. And there's so many things you can add to your compost pile. So at the same time as you're creating something that benefits your garden, benefits the things growing in your garden, and benefits you, it's also benefiting things like our landfill and things like that we can do is to minimize the amount of garbage going into places like that. The better, and composting is one of those ways. You can even compost a lot of different kinds of paper, like paper towels and stuff like that can go right into a compost pile, or newspaper that you've shredded, or cardboard if you shred it into strips will break down in a compost pile. Believe it or not, even things like sheetrock can go into a well-managed compost pile, and it will turn into something that you can add to your soil. So the things, though, that you need are, there's a few things that you really need for your compost pile to be successful. One of them is the location. You really want it in a spot that gets some sunlight. So unfortunately, a lot of times what people do is they take the worst spot in their yard because it is the worst spot in their yard. They don't know what to do with it. And that's where they dump all of their yard debris. End up with compost piles in areas of the yard where they should have, you know, or they should have their compost pile in a better area. So good sunlight and good water management, so the compost pile also needs water to be successful in turning it. And then in just a few months, you can actually take what was kind of a waste product and turn it into an additive for your soil and improving your garden. So.
Now, refresh my memory. It seems to me, of course, that, you know, things like vegetable peelings and plate leftovers and that sort of thing would eventually make fabulous food for the environment. But those are not the kinds of things you're supposed to put into compost, or are you?
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
How does it work with food waste? Because I've heard some people talk about composting that you don't use food waste, and then but it sort of seems like, well, yeah, maybe you should be using food waste.
You can use food waste. You wouldn't want to use things like animals or, you know, meat scraps, things like that, because that would attract potentially bears and skunks and raccoons and things like that. So, but things that, you know, any of your vegetable or fruit waste can go into your compost pile and break down very quickly. Coffee grounds, stuff like that. And really, in a very short period of time, make a nice compost for your garden. So in a time when we're struggling to find compost, you know, there's an opportunity for folks to make their own and really kind of complete a circle in their garden. So,
here's another question that circles reminded me. I think I've seen, or maybe my folks even had at one point, a compost bin. It was big black plastic, and it was kind of on some kind of a platform, a harness sort of device, and you put things in it, and then you literally turned it. It had a crank on the side, and you would turn it.
Yep. Yeah, there's those kinds of, you can have the little compost tubs where you just put things in and turn it, or you can have compost, you should have some form of elevation on a pallet or something like that, where you get that airflow underneath. Again, turning it, as you mentioned, whether it's by some kind of crank or with a shovel or pitchfork, and then, you know, every month or so cranking that over. And really, if you start a compost pile in the spring, by fall, if you've managed it right, you have compost for the garden. So
compost is, not to put too fine a point on it, rotted stuff. And you start your compost pile diligently in the spring, and you do your dead level best to manage it responsibly. And come fall, you open it up and you look inside at the rotted stuff. How do you tell if it's good or not?
Well, you can usually tell two ways. If it's black in color or brown, generally means it's rotted far enough down. And also, if it smells very earthy, then it's ready. So,
all right. So if you open up your little compost container and you get hit with this like rotten milk smell or something, it's like, no.
Yeah. Close the cover and walk away.
Okay. There you go. All
right.
So
really, it's not that difficult to do, but you can, you know, in a period of time, have a pretty nice pile of stuff to add to the garden.
Sweet. So basically what you need to do is, you're planning your garden, if you haven't already, is you need to find a sunny spot and then pick some beautiful things with which to screen off that area.
Exactly.
So that you don't see it necessarily sitting on the deck, or you've got some kind of a discreet little something or other.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you kind of disguise it.
Yeah, maybe composting should be front and center. It should be a source of our pride rather than a thing we put in the back corner of the yard.
Okay.
Now we should say, instead of I'm a gardener, I'm a composter.
Okay, so I just described to you trying to keep the puppy out of the little herb garden. And I'm talking about an herb garden on the other side of a small fence, planted in a planter, I just picked the puppy out of the herb garden. Now I'm supposed to pick the puppy out of the garden and the compost pile.
Well, the puppy can go in the compost pile. They can't hurt that.
Not if she's going to go in the house.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. We still need to do an episode.
You and I both struggle with dog discipline.
We still need at some point to do an episode of gardening for dogs.
Yes.
Which is basically move into a parking lot, I think. But anyway, TK, this is fascinating. Thanks so much, of course, always for taking your time. It's always fabulous to talk to you. And let's do it again in a couple of weeks, shall we?
Sounds great. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Tom Casper, our longtime host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday here on Northland Morning.